Committee on May 2nd, 2018. Have you guys gotten a chance to review the minutes from the last month's meeting?
I will make a
motion. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for waiting for me. Not a problem. Did you get a chance to look at the minutes at all?
Yes, they look perfect. They look perfect. You're the best.
Joe made a motion to accept them as written, seconded by Kevin Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
How you think, Kevin?
Doing well. Beautiful day, huh?
I see some Robert's roofing signs and surveys.
Yeah, I put one right in your front yard.
We'll get into resolutions. Resolution number 175, amending capital project number 505, replacement of the Walden Bridge over the Salt Hill Creek, pin number 8761.76 in the town of Woodstock. Transportation Improvement Project TIP, blah, blah, blah. Motion made by Legislator Roberts.
And I'll second it, but I do have a question.
Go ahead.
This road, Zena Road, is a Woodstock town road? Or
it's a county road.
It's a county road, okay. In the town of Woodstock. Okay. Thank you.
All right. So the motion was made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? You got a question here?
I haven't had a chance to look at the resolutions, but I would like to be added as a sponsor. We have talked about that.
Right.
That I can say this at the meeting when I've had a chance to look at them.
Sure.
Okay.
So are you referring just to this one?
No, the whole package.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Very good.
Unless something comes up in the meeting where I change my mind, but so far,
tonight's stuff is pretty.
Yeah, that's it. Once I had a chance
right.
to look at it.
All appropriated money.
Thank you.
Pretty much. Thank you.
Besides, it's always good to have that moment when you can say, I would like my balloon ticket off this.
Feels good every now and then.
Yeah, and if you don't have your name on there, how do you get that?
Resolution number 177, amending capital project number 508, Fantic Hill Bridge replacement in the town of Rochester, transportation improvement, just fixing another bridge.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
All righty. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 179, establishing capital project number 510, rehabilitation of the Donahue Bridge, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges.
I'll move that one. That's the only one in my district.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Number 181, establishing capital project number 526, construction reserves for shoulders, 2018-2023 capital project, Department of Public Works, work to be done by PEP Materials along the 209 corridor.
I'll move it to you.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Lucas Avenue.
Right. Further down than the prior shoulder work? Is it extending or is it redoing?
Extending from Hyderite Road.
Right.
Down to the
209. Legislator Archer will be very happy.
That construction is very short.
Great. Resolution number 184, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county of AECOM Technical Service Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for design services for the Bentonville and Walden Bridge Replacement Project, 80% federal money.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Roberts. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 185, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Harriet Enterprises Incorporated, Department of Public Works. This is for rehabilitation of the Donahue Bridge, budgeted 100% county.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan.
Just remind me where this is.
Second. This one is the one in Shandaken, I believe, isn't it? County Bridge 160 and County Route 137. Thought I remembered it as being the Donahue.
Yeah, it's County 47 where it's
open. Yeah. Okay, I see that. Thank you.
Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
I never heard it called the Donahue Bridge. I have to tell you that.
The bridge.
The bridge.
The County Route 47 bridge.
Resolution number 186, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Eastern Heating and Cooling Incorporation, Incorporated. This is for maintenance, inspection, and repair services for the automated logic control equipment at the law enforcement center and area transit.
I'll move that thing.
Okay.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
I just want to pause for a moment and I would assume that this is actually going to be promoting energy savings to do routine maintenance and repair.
Absolutely. It keeps the equipment functioning and also improves equipment efficiency.
And the law enforcement center is new enough that I'm assuming that it's all pretty state of the art in terms of. It was.
You know what happened
to
the state of the art
over the years? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Did you turn to
sign? Resolution number 187, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Peckham Road Corporation, Department of Public Works. This is for shoulders along Lucas Avenue from Parasack Road to Route 209.
Move it.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Nolan, seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
And have our biking community is very appreciative of this as the residents there.
Well, here's a mistake place to ride.
You got it.
It's too bad all the roads cost money to put all them shoulders in. It's not cheap to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll work on it, little by little.
Yeah.
Resolution, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This is a section that we're going to be
talking about. A cyclist? Oh, okay, wow.
And place the little shoulder.
Yeah, see?
Section of Lucas. In the evening, heading south, and the sun glare preventing the wire.
It's in the sun,
yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes even shoulders don't help.
Sometimes they don't.
Right.
If you lose your eyesight, you can't see. You could be anywhere on the road. Resolution number 188. Approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Act to Work Corporation, Department of Public Works. This is for roof replacement for Public Works Administration building. Anna Jo.
First of all, I'll move it.
Okay.
I'll second.
Legislator Nolan.
And I just, again, want to be sure, roof replacement, what comes to my mind is opportunity for superinsulating the roof, and also, I don't know if this is a flat or south-facing roof, but to be, if you're replacing it, to make sure it's structurally sound so that it's down the road and not to put solar on it. So I just want to be sure. Just fixing the...
No, it's a new roof.
Okay.
It's because our roof is leaking.
It's leaking.
And damaging furniture and equipment.
Is there anything in the
documents?
The bid documents that, talks about those 2 points in particular.
Well, I see that it does have an R value of 30, which is state code.
Yeah.
And I guess I could do better than that, but that's...
How much would it cost to go up from that? Do we have a sense of
without
that trade-off?
I don't know, to be honest with you, because it's obviously the size of the building and stuff like that. And
I wonder if we could do a little more investigating on this, because this seems to me to be a perfect example of... there may be other criteria, but those are two that are, from the little I know about building science, and, Kevin, I totally trust your years of experience, but...
This would probably be something we should bring up with purchasing.
Yeah.
And maybe Tom and Kevin and a small group of us meet with somebody from purchasing who knows about this. But
I would have no problem with that.
Between now and
we couldn't do it for this one, I think, because it went out on bid, and whatever was in the bid documents is what they contracted to for this price.
But if you need to be sure moving forward that those criteria, this is the kind of thing I've been talking about, and I brought it up with the I'm blocking on the family court, was it? That was moved. A cost benefit analysis of, say, going to R40 or checking the structural ability to support solar and a snow load.
Mm-hmm.
That those are the kinds of things that, if you do a cost-benefit analysis, they did one on family court and they decided that it wasn't cost-effective. I still have concerns about whether they really factored, the full savings into that decision. But be that as it may, moving forward, we weren't in a global climate crisis. I would just say, yes, go ahead, but we are. And so any way that we can build in this case, mitigation and potentially generation.
Amanda Lebeau may actually have some of this information from prior buildings and works, and I don't know who the right group of people is, but it seems to me like maybe Amanda and purchasing and Thomasy available would be a good start, and then some of the members of this committee once we have some information.
Right.
Yeah. The writer did say that every contract that they do consider.
Yeah, he did.
He came in with the specification of an R30, you know, and so I don't know if we can maybe get two bids on projects.
I can assure you that R30 is more than sufficient in today's standards. It has
for this
been,
okay. I thought you weren't saying that.
Yeah, no, it's New York State standards have been updated in the last year or so. And they're up to international building codes when it comes to insulating rooftops and ceilings.
So that may be the answer.
It's quite a burden to us contractors and homeowners and small businesses.
To go to R30?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's not obviously a burden to a government entity like Ulster County, but to a small business, R30 is unheard of.
So this is, you're saying you have to pay top dollar as in today's market for R30?
Yes.
Okay. So
I would still request, and I'd like to specifically ask Tom if he would set up an opportunity to have that for any of the committee members. You know, we have to keep in mind quorum issues and all of that, but they're interested in meeting with purchasing Department of Environment.
And with
just so we understand it better.
We've been working with Amanda on upgrading.
Okay.
Upgrades to buildings. Decrease the carbon footprint.
Maybe we should have Amanda come to this committee for a short presentation if she's willing or available
to help us understand.
If she's already doing the work that we're talking about asking her to do.
She's
going to
do the work.
Yeah.
We can invite her next month and we want her to make a presentation of
the
what she has accomplished.
Right. Yes. What the county is doing on
from this when this started to present.
The report is done or the specs is done by an engineer, not Amanda.
Uh-huh.
Or anybody here, so I'm sure the engineer is up to everything that needs to be done. New York State building codes and everything.
So if you go to an engineer and you ask them to design the most energy efficient building they could, and then you ask them to design a building that meets state standards, are those two things equivalent? Is that what you're saying? Because I think what Anna Jo's point is that
I would assume you could always do better than the state standards. Yeah, they're probably not equivalent.
So what I'd be interested in knowing is at what extra cost?
Well, that's just it. The extra cost is probably
well, incrementally, in some of our buildings it may make sense, or there may be opportunities to get a grant, or and I think that's one of the reasons Amanda's been looking at this is.
Right.
When it's for certain purposes, then there are dollars that can be dedicated to that.
Probably Amanda wouldn't have an idea what the cost is to increase it, because obviously an engineer would have to draw up the additional specs, and then, that would have to be, I'm sure the engineer would have a, kind of a rough idea when they bid it out. I'm sure they put a ceiling on it. Am I correct? You just don't say the sky is the limit.
No, you don't. But you put the bid specs deep for themselves and see what numbers you get. But Amanda's been working on it as a climate
action plan.
And she has met with us about upgrading buildings, looking for opportunities to upgrade buildings.
On a case by case basis. When I hear roof, I think insulation, because so much of the heat potentially goes out the roof, and then structural integrity, and if the engineer isn't told by purchasing
to look for example those two things. There could be other things. Then they meet code. And even with improved codes, if, you know, in the example that I gave, the additional cost is going to result in savings over return on investment of 5 or 7 years, you know, those are the questions we have to start asking. But in particular, I don't know what this building looks like. I mean, I could go find out, but if it has a flat roof, the folks at Bread Alone just put up a nearly 200 kilowatt solar system on a flat roof that's going to cover, I think, a sixth of their energy consumption. If I, don't quote me on the sixth, but, you know, a good substantial chunk of their energy costs. And that's a business that crunched the numbers and said, we don't have to do this, but we can. And they had to ensure the structural integrity of the roof. I don't know whether there was a roof replacement involved or not, but I just, you know, we talk about this, and when it comes to highway and bridges, you know, other than wherever possible pervious paving and things like that, but when it comes to buildings, I just want to be sure that we have those opportunities. So if Amanda comes, it's, you know, doesn't have to give a full presentation. She can just tell us how the system works and what her input is, but also to understand, are those things, and I think it would probably be good if Mark Ryder is here too, because Mark writes the bid specs to, you know, otherwise I would ask that you set up a meeting with those sort of responsible parties and invite whoever from the committee wants to go. One way or the other. I like it better that they come to the committee so everybody on the committee hears the discussion, but if we could try and resolve that so that I don't feel like such a squeaky wheel because I understand the system better.
You'll be here anyway.
I'll be here regardless.
So if it works,
why don't we, for next month, invite Amanda and Mark if they want to come, and we'll let Amanda know if we want her to make a brief presentation of what's going on, up to speed, date with the roofs of the buildings that we do. And if any of your legislators here on this committee have any questions they can ask, and we'll do that first before we go into resolutions. How about if we take Manna on a tour of the roof replacement as it's happened?
Listen, I'm totally geek about this stuff. I
want to see. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so on this 188, we had a motion made by...
Seconded by legislators.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, resolution 189, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Malone and McBroom Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is for construction inspection services for Frost Valley Estern Project.
Yeah. I'll move it. I will second with great support. These are about the best people we could get to be doing that work. They have
so a motion was made by Legislator Mullen, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? So, Tom, these S-turns are coming completely out, or what are they actually going to do there?
It's getting the thing realigned.
Realigned.
Over to the S-turns. Some of the turns
straightening out.
Straightening out, okay.
It's not going to be a steeper curve. And yes. Of course, it, more importantly, the embankments are going to be less vulnerable to flooding.
Right. Mr. Parity, when he was the chairman of the legislature, took me one Saturday for a whole day. We went through Big Indian, Frost Valley, and that's the first time I've ever been really up in those areas since I can remember. It's like another whole world up there, man. It's like, you know, I'll tell you what, our people complain, like down in Sorties and Ulster and Kingston, they ought to go up there. There's driveways that you go over a bridge to go across a creek to get in the driveway. One house right up, I never seen anything like that. I said, holy God. And he took me all around. I mean, we had a good time, but I've seen a lot of stuff that I didn't even know existed in this county. And it was amazing to spend that 6-7 hours with him. I got a lot of knowledge from that.
I also just want to say that Malone and McCloon have taught many of us who work up in watershed issues the watershed science that you know, they really take it to a whole other level, so it's very encouraging to see that they, I'm sure they, you know, it was bid out and they won the bid, but they have a wonderful reputation, shall we say, watershed community.
Yeah. They've done a lot of work in the Esopus Creek.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
Resolution number 190, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County DJ Heating and Air Conditioning Incorporated, Department of Public Works. And this is, for installation of a vehicle exhaust ventilation system for the county's heavy vehicle maintenance shop, which is very, very important for the safety of the workers. I'll move that.
Second.
Motion made by Legislator Fabiano, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
And of course, this is an energy efficient motor.
Okay, and our last resolution. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease renewal agreement with Mandel's Property LLC for fabrication facility to be used by Ulster County Department of Public Works, Department of Public Works Buildings and Grounds. This is to renew the lease for 5 years at $6.65 per square foot on the
Overdeen.
Okay? These ladies understand.
Yep.
You know where this is on Vandale Road. It's where they do all the fabrication for the big key guardrail there.
Yes.
Yep. For the bridge work.
I'll second it.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, seconded by Legislator Nolan. All in favor? All
aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
The one thing, I don't know, just again, I guess, I'm not sure it can be done and who is the right person to investigate, but we have been leasing this building for as long as I've been in coming to county meetings, and I don't know if the building might be available to purchase and if there'd be any benefit to the county. I don't know if anybody's looked at that any time in recent history.
One thing we did a few years back, quite a few years, is maybe look for a different piece of property and build our own. But when they looked at the numbers, it kind of changed. They realized that we were getting a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, I've been there several times. The building is huge. The property is just laid out perfectly for what we do there.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if it was ever for sale.
Did you still own the building?
I believe so.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it's Vandale Properties.
That's out in Vandale City.
Right. Are there other tenants?
It's a mixed-use property, but there is a business there as well.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to be entire property.
Right. So that's probably it's to their benefit to continue to lease it to all of us.
Yes, it is. $100,000 a year. At that price, we actually consider that a good price for the square footage of the property that we're utilizing.
Yeah.
It would be impossible to replicate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, impossible to run a good work. Well, there, it'd be hard to replace two if you ever left. They haven't had an increase in about, we tried to research, Dean O'Brien tried to research it, and we know it was that rent for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And we're looking at about a 10% increase, so.
It's a stable situation.
Any old business?
No, but I do have some new business.
New business.
I just want to mention, came up the couple of things. One is there is a New York State Department of Transportation meeting on the Empire State Trail, connecting from the Hudson Valley Rail Trail to the Washoe Valley Rail Trail, Tuesday, May 15th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. I don't know if anybody here is interested.
Yeah,
you got it.
Yeah,
And so I just encourage people, I think this is very, very important for the county, and it's a, it's a multi-million dollar project that DOT is doing that will incorporate pedestrian and bicycle access in ways that link up for the entire state trail. And second, at a recent meeting with the DOT was there, we were talking about some grant monies that are available to Ulster County. It's about a $200,000 pool for mobility studies and considerations. So the planning department has been considering ways to link up with Uber or Lyft, other rideshare companies to cut down costs for transporting people out in the rural parts of the county.
Right.
Chairman Badiano was talking about earlier. I have spoken with Amanda Laval and have begun some conversations with the executive's office to see if we might either lease or buy some electric vehicles and put in some charging stations at either a municipality or nonprofit or some place where it would be generally accessible, but accessible for these drivers, and make this an electric vehicle fleet if we're going to go down that road and potentially use some of that planning money to look at that. So I had intended to call Tom and hadn't gotten to it yet. It was just earlier this week. So wanted you to know that that's kind of an idea percolating, and I'm hoping that it might find some traction somewhere.
You had a couple things?
Those are both of them.
Okay.
Those two.
I just want to make sure, I want to give a little update on the 2018 Ulster County Green Building Challenge, and we're doing a free training for volunteers at the SUNY Ulster Kingston Center on May 24th in the evening. We have about 35 people that have expressed interest, and I just put out a formal registration form this morning. And within an hour, five people had showed up. Cornell Cooperative Extension is helping to do outreach with Master Gardeners and Master Composters. And Ulster Corps, we've reached out to the Y and Boys and Girls Club. And we've decided that with the youth, it would be a different training. We're going to try to integrate it, but there are transportation issues and whatever. But the response that we have a team of about 15 people that have been working on this, and they're all experts in different areas, building retrofits, lighting, electric vehicles, some of the things we've been talking about. But to train a group of volunteers to go out and talk with businesses and let the businesses know that if they want to take any of the 7 or 8 steps that are recommended, there's somebody there that has some basic background, and then they can refer them on to some of the trainers if they have other questions, and then on the county website, there will be a list of all the businesses
that provide these services, and you know, we're not going to favor anyone, but we'll use a nicer list or whatever makes sense, so that if they actually get to the point where they want to hire an installer or contractor or start composting. So, for example, Cornell is taking the lead with the food waste generating businesses to make sure they know about the UCRRA having an expanded composting facility, Hudson Valley Food Bank accepting usable foods, and then Legislator Borough suggested we also make sure that people know that there's still pig farmers that, you know, will divert that food and make good use of it. So there's seven different actions that they can take. And the goal is to get 100 businesses and see the folks at Department of Environment have a tracking system. I think it's called, it has the word portfolio in it, but it's a data tracking system so that at the end of the year we can report how much clean energy we've generated and how much greenhouse gas emissions have been avoided. And it's really very heartening to me to see the relevant departments all working together. It's focused on businesses and organizations, but it also includes municipalities. So between June and December, if you do something innovative, let me know. Legislator Bartel has already stepped up. She would like her business to participate. And Legislator DeLong said that he's going to take the training, and he'll work with some businesses in New Paltz. You're all welcome to. It's a free training. It has to be such that, you know, it makes sense for the people who know the least in the room, but is also interesting to the people that have some background. And then there'll be, so I wanted to say that on May 3rd, which is tomorrow, short notice, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Hugo Jewell is doing a training on green, on building science. And then they're doing a level one ASHRAE audit of the old Marbletown Town Hall, which I believe they're trying to improve either to sell or to rent. And I think there's some interest, but they, while it's vacant, they want to do whatever makes sense in terms of return on investment. So that's going on at 3 o'clock at the old Marbletown Town Hall tomorrow, followed by, if people want to watch what a level, I don't know for sure if it's level one or level two, ASHRAE building audit entails. And then on May 24th, as it's so number dyslexic, there'll be a training for, the room holds 44, and I think we're going to fill it. And we'd like somebody from every municipality in the county, if possible. So, but it's really taking off and kind of has a life of its own. Project is going really well, and I'm extremely grateful that we're able to work with the departments. I think that in itself is a breakthrough. I'm very, very happy about that level of cooperation.
Anybody have anything else?
I thought it would be a good idea for me to join the committee with regard to some personnel changes that we've had.
Okay, go ahead.
So, Mr. Cunningham is no longer with the TPW, and we divided the one deputy position into two deputy positions. One of them, buildings and grounds, deputy buildings and grounds maintenance. That would be maintenance of buildings and grounds. And the other is deputy buildings and grounds capital projects. They're really different functions. And by doing it that way, I'm able to elevate two people that we already have on staff into those positions. And something about bringing them along to the June committee.
Absolutely.
They can meet you.
Absolutely. Just bring them on.
They're already with a producer.
Yep, you can introduce them. I'd like to meet them myself.
And what's the rest of the capital project?
Sure, absolutely.
Who's the other one, Bob
Buser? Bob Buser, Robert Buser, and Ron Smith, S-U-I-T-E-S.
And that's effective tomorrow?
That's effective Monday.
Monday, okay.
And is Mr. Cunningham going someplace else in the county?
No, he's not
county. All right, if there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Legislator Roberts, second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Anybody who's hot, please vote aye.